Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
My name is Trevor Coleman.
Mr. Coleman, let's see, who's going to conduct your hearing? Okay, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis will be conducting your hearing, so just in a few moments, we will begin started, sir.
Mr. Coleman, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Just give me 1 second, sir. Mr. Coleman, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
My name is Tyrone L. Coleman. My DOC number is 282-142.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman, and good morning. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 15th, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you in the room, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. If you can see on the video screen, to my extreme far left at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is the Honorable Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. And to my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Osborne, and we'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Yes, sir.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Coleman and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. Mr. Coleman, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of the arrest. Mr. Coleman, when I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we'll talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
I will now read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal razor company as follows. Violation of condition number one is demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within 1 working day after your release on July 24, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Coleman, is this true or false?
It's true, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Coleman's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal razor company.
Second.
Agree.
Just 1 second, Mr. Coleman, and we'll continue with the second phase of the hearing. Okay, sir, we're now going to move into the second phase. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If we'll just remain on the phone, so just stay on the phone. We will come back to you momentarily, Mr. Coleman.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Osborne, if you will.
Yes, sir. Mr. Coleman was released from DOC custody on July 24th of 2017. He was arrested on August 29th of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on his absconding warrant status and was returned back to our custody on August 31st of 2017 with 36 absconded days with a community supervision end date of March 30th of 2018. Current conviction, 2013 organized retail theft, 4 years, 6 months. And 2013 shoplifting, 2 years, 6 months. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2.2, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 1. There's no STG or gang information noted. He has a moderate disciplinary history with theft and fighting noted. Other arrests, 1983, theft by false pretense, with Missouri felony conviction probation. 1988, theft, Missouri felony conviction probation. 1988, tamper with physical evidence, Missouri felony conviction probation. 1989, burglary, second degree, Missouri felony conviction probation. 1992, controlled substance violation, Missouri felony conviction probation. And 1995, theft, Missouri felony conviction probation. And he has a community risk score of G3, B4.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Coleman. I see that you're released without approved residence and we don't have any documentation of where you were living. So where were you living when you were outside of the prison system, sir?
I was living on 32nd in Casamia.
In Phoenix, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. We also don't have any documentation of where you were working. Were you working at all, sir?
Yes, sir, I was. I was doing construction.
What kind of work were you doing in construction, sir?
I was a laborer.
Well, that's always positive when we see people come out of the prison system and have work. So we commend you for that. But we don't have any programming notes. So what it looks like is that you were missing from community supervision almost as soon as you were released. So what were you doing for the 36 days that you were missing, sir?
Well, during the time of my being incarcerated, sir, I lost 7 of my loved ones. My wife and son, which is buried here in Phoenix, Arizona. And I went to their gravesite for 2 days. The Wednesday, which was the 27th of July, we had a child prayer in Kingman, and I got with this guy, and that's the one who hired me at the construction site.
Why did you decide not to maintain contact with your parole officer, sir?
Well, sir, to be honest with you, that was a mistake that I made. I should have just followed up with her or him the day that I was released. But having seen my family members since 2010, I took it upon myself to go to my son's and wife's gravesite.
Well, sir, please accept our condolences for your losses. That's you said there were 7 family members that had passed away since you were in the prison system, and that's tragic, and again, we're very sorry for your loss.
You
were arrested by the Phoenix Police Department on your abscond status, so what were you doing when the police made contact with you?
Coming from the store.
And what happened that caused the police to make contact?
He said he pulled his SUV over, and he said he'd never seen me in his area before. And I had told him I just gotten out of prison. And he said, well, do you have any ID on you? And I still had my prison ID on me because I hadn't got paid on my job yet. He ran my name and said that I had a parole violation.
Thank you, sir. I'll ask you, you know, you hear these different scores that we receive from our community corrections officer. There's not a history that way of drugs or alcohol, but were you having any drug or alcohol issues, sir?
No, sir.
Well, this is unfortunate because, you know, while we can't make any guarantees, it sounds like that if you had maintained contact with your parole officer, you might still be outside of the prison system.
Yes, sir.
So I hope that you at least learn from that. This board has some tough decisions to make today, and we'll vote individually. But again, I hope you at least learn from that, because it's been our experience that they're pretty flexible. I mean, they can't do everything in terms of what parolees can do, but we do find them pretty flexible and pretty willing to invest in the success of people on community supervision. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Seeing no questions from my fellow board members, Mr. Coleman, is there anything that you would like to share with the board or make a final statement before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself in the interest of time management, but this is your hearing.
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to share?
Yes, I will, sir. I would just like to say that I made a mistake and I reported to my parole officer. And if the board can overlook what I've done and give me a second chance, I can show them as well as myself that I can do this the right way this time.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. The board is going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision regarding your community supervision. So if you'll just remain on the phone.
Yes, sir.
And if you can just stay quiet for a few moments, we're going into discussion and we'll come back to you shortly, okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. The board is now in discussion. If my math serves me correct, see, October, November, December, January, February, March. Mr. Coleman has about 6 months left of his flat prison sentence. And I find this case tragic in as much that I do believe that if he had just maintained contact with his parole officer, there might been a bit more of a flexible arrangement other than him being violated and brought back into the correction system. Unfortunately, he made no contact, and we just can't account for that time. The other thing is, while I do want to commend him for only having been in the Arizona correction system one time, it sounds like he has a pretty extensive history in Missouri. To include a couple of different instances of probation. So I think he's well aware of what's required to cooperate with whatever state's variation is available for either probation or parole. I'm not feeling particularly comfortable about returning him to community supervision under these circumstances, but I'm certainly open to the input of my peers, and that's where I'd like to begin the discussion.
Great.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W2564, our discussion with Mr. Coleman, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision, that Mr. Coleman was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in their criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Coleman, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about March 30th, 2018. If you heard me say this during discussion, I recognize that's a bit more than 6 months away, but that's not very long. And we highly suggest that you take advantage of the remainder of your prison sentence to use whatever programming is available for you and to put together a plan for your transition to the community. When you come out at the end of March, you'll be free and clear of your prison sentence. you'll be able to pursue your own wishes. We wish you a productive and responsible return to the community. And again, please accept our condolences for your losses. That sounds tragic, and we're sorry for your loss. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you'd give the phone back to your CO3, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.